now it's Deep Thoughts by Jack and me.
LFG, let's fucking go. Welcome back to another episode of Deep Thoughts. If you're new here, I'm your host. I'm the host of me. I'm an internet model. I'm fucking broke, bitches. Yeah, that's the topic. And we're just going to dive hard into, we're going to deep throat the subject today, a few topics. Being an internet model, being broke, fucking damn Bilzerian, the utter creepiness when people that you know that hate you and they block you. LOL. I had LOL that. One time my friend was texting me and she was voice messaging me, and at the end of the voice message she goes LOL, and yeah, I said LOL out loud. But yeah, I just wanted to get right into it. Yeah, when you're in the public eye, man, there's so many conversations I could have about this, but I am going to try to stay focused and have tunnel vision here. When you're in the public eye, whether it's mainstream media, internet media, whatever it is, what you're essentially doing is, you know, allowing strangers to access, man, I can't talk. I do this every episode, don't I? Is to allow strangers to access a fragment of your life. You signed up for this life. So, you know, you as in Steph. I'm talking third person here. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy people who enjoy me. And, you know, you can't please everyone. For the most part, I want people, and I would hope this goes for everyone else, like I'm talking like influencers, but I said internet media, you know. I want people to perceive me as authentic and relatable. That's how most, you know, people in the public eye want other people to perceive them as. Or some people just put on this like whole fake persona, you know, like this whole stage, this whole act. I usually just try to keep it super raw, like my favorite salmon sashimi. Like, I love that shit. I like it. It tastes good. It's just, anyways. I don't know why I thought of that. I just thought of raw fish and salmon sashimi. Totally off topic. But I just try to keep things super raw. And a lot of people, and I wouldn't say a lot, I would say 20% of people maybe don't enjoy it. And I'm not going to change me. I'm not going to change anything that I say. And you know what? What 80% of the people that actually do enjoy me, whether it's females, males, transgenders, gay, whatever, they enjoy me, they support me. So if you're the 20% that don't enjoy it, you're not supporting me, you know? Or you're kind of discreetly supporting me. You don't even know that you're supporting me. I'm speaking for a lot of people here. I mean, a lot of my friends, we have these conversations where you try to dissect, kind of, in a way, we try to dissect people that follow us. Not everybody, obviously. So, you know, back to what I was saying, I enjoy people who enjoy me, and, you know, you can't please everyone. And not everyone is going to enjoy, quote unquote, me. And even if they don't enjoy me, they'll still torment themselves by becoming obsessed with every move I make. I wouldn't call it like a stalker, so to speak. I guess you would be stalking me. It's the strangest thing. It's bizarre. So, you know, the percentage of people that don't enjoy me, they either do follow me just to like torture themselves. They truly just like to torture themselves, or they're kind of associated with me. They either are past friends, past family members, past whatever. There's something still is latched on by a little strand of hair, and they will go onto their friends' Instagrams and creep me. This happens to a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate. And if you guys can't relate, this is what they do. if you're public on social media. They will go on to their husbands, their boyfriends, their friends, their finstas, social medias, and try as hard as they can to just creep you, so that that way it gives them some sort of like something to entertain themselves. So like, I guess the Kardashians aren't good enough for you, and you need to go and like, I mean, that takes a lot of time out of your days, man. Like, and it entertains me, the fact that I know this. So they will go on, you know, to their husband's Instagram accounts after they've blocked you. So like, the whole purpose of blocking, I don't even get it. Like, they block you so that you can't see their stuff, and then they still want to see your stuff. So then, I don't know. I don't know. There has to be a psychiatrist out there that's listening to this right now, and I need to speak to you on the next episode or one of the episodes. But there has to be some sort of like psychological thing that goes through this, you know. I have people that will don't even know that I have, like, you know, Deep Thoughts Instagram account, and they go on and they like block it, and it's like, so you went up and like looked this shit up. You've creeped me on your like husband, on your boyfriend, on your finstas. You creeped me hard enough so you could find something to block, but you still creep me. So you're still looking at me. It's so fucking strange. And guys, this is happening to you if you're public. This is for sure 150% happening to you if you're public. You will have haters. And it's like, it's very satisfying. It's very, very satisfying. And I just wanted to like touch base on that real quick. I mean, it's like they hate you. It's a love hate. And this working at Kitten be overused a lot, but this is really where love hate comes in. They love you. They do. They secretly, deep down in their veins, they just love you. They love you. They want to suck your toes. Yeah. And but they hate it at the same time. Could you imagine like enjoying and hating sucking toes? Like, that's gross. But yeah, don't get it twisted. The people that enjoy me and love everything that I do, they are not part of this conversation. I love you guys. I love knowing that, like, I'm going to go with 85% of you are relishing my public post. This is for, you know, the 15% that are devilly deep with me. I just made that up, didn't I? Dissecting every fucking move. So listen here, motherfuckers. You 15%ers are cheap asses, fucking low tippers. You're unhinged, okay? The 85% of you guys, my army, you're probably super, super confused by all of this. And, you know, I have, I don't know what, a week, 260K something on IG. I'm public, we know this. So the low tippers that are there, they're nicknames now. We're going to call them low tippers. They write on forums about me. You know, there's like another, there's like so many different little cults. So there's like sisterly cults that like just chit chat and screenshot everything and, you know, think they can just dissect. Ooh, she swapped to this. Ooh, did you see her picture? Ooh, she gained weight. Ooh, she lost weight. Ooh, her eyes look weird. Ooh, she probably got plastic surgery. Ooh, she's probably pregnant. Ooh, you know, I know what you got. I know what the fuck you're saying, motherfucker. I do. but anyways, where was I? Everyone pretty much has these LTs, let's call them that, low tippers. Everyone does, you know, you guys all have LTs. I, like I said in the last episode, I've really figured out a way to just zone in and seriously focus on my goals, and a lot of good shit is happening. And even when, not that bad shit happens to me, but even when bad shit, like slightest, like, you know, I drop a plate by accident, which I haven't done that in a while, but I drop a plate by accident, it doesn't affect me. I turn it into like something positive. So take those LTs and just let them be entertained by you. Like, this is going to entertain them. What I'm saying is going to entertain them. So if they want to be entertained, you give them something to talk about. Give them something fucking to talk about. Anyways, you know, so back to the forum. I just recently had a friend who has a bigger following than me, and I'm like, I've given her my advice that I didn't take, and I said, whatever you do, do not read the fucking forums. Don't read the forums. And you can hear my dog, like, she's like licking her body in the background. So what did I do with the other night? I couldn't sleep, so I read the fucking forums. Steph, you raging lunatic bitch. You can't even take your own advice. The premise was that people write nasty shit about people they hate on a forum so other people can relate. And I always avoid reading them because they're irrelevant. They like... These people think they know you based off of just a picture you took. That literally, listen to this. At least for influencers. The pictures that we take, we either fully plan these pictures out, like a photo shoot, whether it's taken on our phone, where we plan these pictures out. And it usually goes like one way or another. We have a goal in mind. It's to either get like whatever likes. We want you guys to think that we're on a private jet. We want you guys to think that we're in Miami, Florida, of course. Miami, LA, New York, Pittsburgh, wherever. We want you guys to think that we're somewhere and we're probably not there most of the time. We usually have like a strategy behind our posts. We have a plan, you know, so... These creepers, these weird forum writers. This is totally, you know, the other cult that I'm talking about. The forum writers. We have the sister brother fuckers. The people that just fuck around with just the siblings and they chat. And then we have the forum writers, right? And they, well, seriously, try to dissect your life. And I've had... I'm a very honest, transparent person. And last season, you know, Jack and I have talked about like how, you know, people think that I've had sex with Dan Bilzerian. That just never happened. Luckily for me, he doesn't like Asians. And I've known Dan before he even got big with like Ignite and all that. So like someone wrote on a forum that I got paid by him. Okay, that's a lie. I have gotten paid by Dan. I actually didn't get paid by Dan. I got paid by Ignite, who I promoted the CBD products with, and Ignite paid me really, really well. So technically, yeah, I did get paid by Dan. So technically, you are half right. But they write the craziest shit, and they will go, I mean, I don't know if these are kids. I hope they're kids and not grown-ass adults, but they will go to the extremes of, like, trying to figure you out, like, oh, she's just broke. I'm like, broke? Fuck. Yeah, when I was in college, I was broke, but I ain't broke now, motherfucker. Trust me, I'm nowhere near broke. So yeah, they like write the craziest shit, and it's just so insane. And they'll do what are those thing? Deep fakes. They'll like take your head and like morph you into a nude body. They do the craziest shit. Those are like very unsupportive people. Those are people that are just like so infatuated with you. The brother fuckers, sister brother fuckers, the forum cult writers, they're so infatuated with you. And I'm talking you, like influencers. They become oddly obsessed, and it's kind of like a really creepy, it gives you kind of like chills up your back whenever you come across these things of people either like blocking you, creeping on your account through their husband's account, or writing shit and doing deep fakes about you. It's just like a really creepy feeling, creepy, airy, kind of eerie, whatever you want to call it, tomato tomato kind of feeling. But then again, you know, we signed up for this. We signed up for this not knowing the extent of how creepy things could really get. Like, you know, creepy can happen, but like you don't know how creepy can get. We also have the people that like could be family members, and they just like try to think that they know what's going on. And I'm like, listen, guys. Do not message me. Don't fucking message me on Snapchat. Don't fucking message me on Instagram. Don't fucking message me on all the other fucking public social platforms that I have. Because guess what? I either see it real quick and then I like forget all the fucking shit about it, and then you guys get pissed because you can see that I've seen it. I hope you're listening to this. And then you get pissed that I've seen it, and I'm like, I don't even know where that message went. So just don't do it. Just give me a text, man. Text me. Call me. Write me a letter. You know? I've said that before. So yeah, and you're probably like, Steph, why are you giving them attention? What the fuck else am I supposed to talk about, David? Huh? You know? So let's get into the conversation about broke. Yeah, there's a difference between like needing money and liking money. I love money. I love money. And whoever said that money can't buy you happiness, well, they don't know what it's like to buy a fucking car, fucking food on the table. I love money. Now, do I need money? I mean, like, we all need money. Like, but I love money. I love, like, please shove Mr. Benjamin Franklin up my pussy. Sorry, I know a lot of you hate the P word, but, like, I like to, like, you know, I want to be able to, like, put him on a roll of toilet paper and just wipe my ass and slap a motherfucker in the face with a shitty ass Ben Franklin. Yeah, I don't even know why I just said that, but I just thought it sounded cool. Yeah, so I love money. I am not broke by any means. I'm not broke because of the people that support me. And I'm not talking about friends and family. I'm talking about you guys that are listening right now. Anytime you watch my videos, my reels, my live streams, anytime you like a post, anytime you comment, anytime you engage with me, OnlyFans, you are supporting me. You're supporting me. And I appreciate you guys. And I don't think you guys are toys, nothing like that. I wish I could name every single one of you that does engage with me. When you engage with my stories, even, I make money. It helps me. It supports me. So I really appreciate all of you. And I just want to clarify that. Like, we are ride or die, you know, ride to die. What did I just say? You get the point. Everyone that's kind of relation to me literally thinks my posts are about them. Like, shut the fuck up, donkey up. I don't have time for you. Don't take this to heart, but I don't have time for you. Whether we are friends, ex-friends, blood related, my posts are not about you. My posts are not about you, okay? You are not that important enough to be the center of my captions, my Snapchats, you screwballs, okay? Like, go just focus on yourself. There's so many great things that can happen to you when you start to focus on yourself. And I need to get into that. Someday I will get into that. But, like, make yourself, like, a good, what's it called? Vision board. There we go. Make yourself a bomb-ass vision board. Don't put me on it. Don't put me on it, okay? Like, I know you want me to be on it, but, like, all my friends, family, ex-friends, all ex-family, anything, don't put me on your vision board, okay? I know you think that, like, I should be on there, but don't do it. So what you're going to do is create we're a little late in the year, but create a 2021 vision board, okay? Write some goals on there. Maybe, like, yeah, don't put me on. I was going to say, maybe put me on there and say, don't focus on Steph Me, but, like, you know, don't do that. Put your focus on where you want your growth to be. So if it's money, put some money signs on there. You want to make $1 million? Put $1 million on there. There's no dream too big. Look at me supporting you. You hate me so much. I'm supporting you. I'm telling you some secrets here, okay? Stop. Take that search bar and clear it, you know? Take my name out of your search bar. Because, like, your name ain't going on mine, you know? All right. I'm glad we clarified that. Let's dabble a little bit in what happened at Astroworld. It's kind of a sensitive topic. You know what? I woke up to a bunch of text messages from my friend Amanda, and she, like, wrote them at, like, 3 o'clock, which would have been, like, midnight her time. And I was like, well, there was a shooting at Astroworld. I was just, like, reading through, like, just, yeah, like, 7 a.m. reading through all these, like, crazy videos that she sent, and I thought it was a shooting, but it wasn't a shooting. It was like people getting trampled on at this concert because it was understaffed and like they just didn't care, all this stuff. And it's just like so crazy. I don't know if it's, I mean, don't be super sensitive, but like just listen to me for a second. The situation seems very, very, very real. I'm just saying it also can be used as a distraction. It also can be used as just so many different things, or the media isn't explaining exactly what happened, but you can find all of it on social media. So like it's just a very touchy subject, as with all subjects that I try to talk about. I only can talk about what I see on the internet, and it's what you guys see on the internet. So, but I think it's just really crazy that it's demonic, you know. It's I'm stuttering because I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't know how to like clearly project what I'm trying to say. I think that if you can control people so hard like that and not give a fuck when you see like the ambulance, there's a video of, like, you know, apparently Travis Scott could see the ambulance, see paramedics, whatever, and he's staring straight at them. Granted, I've been on stage before, and I don't know if you guys have ever been on stage before, but it's really hard to hear anyone. Like, you know, there's people who are like, there's the crowd's chanting like help. Like, it's, I mean, it's terribly hard, but when you can see everyone, you can literally see everyone. So it's just like a very, this is another one of those cult topics. Like, there's cults really in everything. Religion, I mean, let's look up a description of a cult. What is a cult? What is a cult? I mean, I really think everything. A system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object. A relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister. I mean, what's strange to people? Like, you know, me drinking energy drink late at night is strange to some people and not others, you know. But, you know, I mean, I really believe that, like, there's just, you know, a lot of people could like football. Is that a cult? You know, like, that sounds really weird to say, but like, I'm serious. Like, a cult could literally be anything, and I think that's just another form of a cult. And if people like Travis Scott can control a crowd and keep things going as if like it's totally fine, I think that's just, it's sad. It's really sad. And I want to know your thoughts on that. Also, I posted on my stories, for those of you that want to creep me, it's on my stories and it's too late, so you can't find it, but focus on your goals, okay? I posted something on my stories, was it last night? Let me see if I can find it, because it's like past the 24-hour mark. Insights. I love insights. We all love insights. Just waiting for this to load. I'm sorry. Be patient with me. Yesterday. Where did it go? 7 days. I posted a video, and it was about basically a video about a guy who's saying, like, you're a cheater if you get a drink from another guy at the bar. And then I was like, okay, well, I posted the video. I saw it on TikTok, so I posted on my stories. Mainly, one, I get a lot of engagement. You guys view it. It gets me, boosts me up, right? Anyways, that's pretty much why I post things. But I also post things to be relatable. And so someone messaged me, well, a bunch of, like, this brought back some trauma for you boys, huh? A guy messaged me and said, a girl accepting drinks from another man, it's disrespectful for the person she is with. Sorry. Well, like, people started, like, bringing up their, like, ex-trauma shit. And it's like, nobody said, like, they were going home with the guy. It was just, like, a video. Like, I could have easily just, like, gone up to the bar, grabbed a drink. The guy was like, hey, let me buy your drink. And the bartender makes a drink. You grab it, and you're like, peace, I got a boyfriend, bye. You know? Like, people were like, it's just like not just a black white thing. Guys, stop it. Stop fucking up your, like, get over your past, you know? Just like get over it. Don't be ridiculous. It was just like a video that I thought was funny and relatable. And you guys were like, some men out there, because it was like on the poll that I posted, it was like 60% of you thought it was disrespectful and 40% of you said no. And the 60% of you that thought it was disrespectful were like 99% men. And then some of you men messaged me. Let me read some of these messages. Look, you guys are about to get deep into my DMs. So someone goes, no, as long as she has permission. So you're just going to fucking go out with your girlfriends, go up to the bar, and a guy's going to offer you a drink. And then all of a sudden, wait, let me call daddy. Let me call daddy real quick. Hey, babe, do you care if, I don't know his name, but do you care if he gets me a drink right now? It's really loud. I can't hear you. Hey, babe, hello. No, that's just, no. Shut up. Shut up, Adam. let's see. Another person goes, only if she ain't getting me a drink on the next round, but you're not with her. Like, what? She ain't getting me. What are you even saying? You need. I'm not going to say, I was going to say roofie, but like, I don't want Gen Z coming for me. Half the time it happens to my girl, she comes back with one for me. Yes, if you guys are good together, whatever. She comes back with one for you, great. Whatever. Another guy goes, hell no, me and my girl are both drinking that free drink.
Okay.
Another guy goes, hell no, get my girl drunk. Oh, wait. Okay, so he's saying hello. Yeah, yeah. Another guy goes, hell no, get my girl drunk, I'm cool with it, I know where she's going at the end of the night. Exactly, like, who cares? Like, unless she just didn't go home to you, that'd be fucked up. Another guy goes, I don't mind as long as the intention of other man is clear, and he should be aware that this lady is mine, and that's the responsibility of the girl, which is correct. If you have trust for your partner and you're assured, I think there shouldn't be an issue at all. I don't think there's an issue. If she leaves with that guy, then yeah, that's disrespectful, obviously. But just accepting a drink is perfectly fine. Shit, I would buy that guy a drink for acknowledging that she's a baddie. Beautiful. For sure. Why wouldn't you? You know, like, then that's just, you should. It should give you, like, make you feel proud, you know? I agree. A woman would not want another man buying her man drinks. Honestly, if someone bought my man a drink, I'd be like, don't, good. Like, what's gonna happen? Nothing? You think, like, he's gonna whip out his dick and be like, suck it. Like, no, it's just no. Another guy goes, once upon a time, I met a beautiful woman at the bar, and she bet me she could get me drunk with only the free drink she gets at the bar. Holy shit. We got wasted before midnight, and I didn't spend a dime. This guy is no fun and insecure. Sad. Very true. Another guy goes, that's $10 saved. Ain't that the truth? Unless you're in Vegas or New York, that's like $30 saved. So that's the end of my rant tonight. I hope you guys didn't think it was too weird. I don't really care if you thought it was too weird. I like to spread some weird vibes. I like to call people out. I like to be transparent. If you don't know me, that is who I am. So thanks for listening. And you're either really extremely annoyed by what I just chatted about, or you enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I need to know. Go on to Deep Thoughts Instagram. Or block it, motherfucker. And comment and let me know what you thought of this episode. And let me know what you thought of the audio. Because apparently, like, my audio and my last couple were low and I didn't know. Because I don't go through and edit this. Okay, this is a very long ending. Goodbye.